This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 4th of June 2023. News West in its various forms has been with us since 1931 and we aim to keep it with us. We've had some interest shown in helping with News West production, so as they say, watch this space. Stand by, here's the news. We received news just the other day that Roy's wife, Jane, passed away. And so we extend our deepest sympathies to Roy and wish him great comfort at this time. Now, you've probably seen the family statement posted to social media telling us of the death of our news producer, Greg, VK6LH. But just in case you haven't, here's a statement from Greg's father, Wayne, VK6FT, which he issued last Monday on behalf of the family. And Wayne says, first of all, we'd like to thank you for the outpouring of support from all of Greg's many friends and followers from near and far. We've been overwhelmed by the many lives that have been touched through Greg's amateur radio, music, and other interests that he met you all through. Greg has been against the odds since first having his aortic aneurysm rupture on May the 6th and has fought a valiant battle against all odds. Most that have the type of rupture Greg had do not survive the event itself. The cardiothoracic surgeon, Dr. James Edelman, his team, nurses and staff at Fiona Stanley Hospital in Perth are to be commended for the efforts they put in to get Greg thus far. Their care and compassion for Greg has been genuine and exemplary. And it's with very heavy hearts our family has to report that Greg lost his battle and has passed away. His family are devastated, as no doubt you are all too. He will be missed. Knowing that Greg had a lot of genuine support out there makes our journey just that little bit easier. And so, from all his family, we thank you. Further information with regards funeral arrangements will be released as soon as we have them. And thank you. That was signed Wayne Tangi, VK6FT. On behalf of all amateurs, we express our deepest sympathy and condolences to Greg's family.
If it's not amateur radio, it's not amateur radio news. News West is dedicated to amateur radio for amateur radio operators. This is VK6 ARN and I'm Mark, VK4 MHQ.
This one comes from Phil, VK6 Golf X-Ray. Phil broadcasts the news on 160 metres on Sunday mornings at 0700 and 0800 Western Standard Time, of course. Phil says, to avoid any possible conflicts with digital modes, I'll be moving the 160-metre broadcast to 1848 kHz, that's 1848 kHz, from the 11th of June, to comply with the WIA band plan and the increasing popularity of digital modes and the spectrum that they occupy. I've polled the callback stations to see if any of them experience man-made QRM on 1848 kHz, but all indicated the frequency is clear for them. For a full summary of news broadcasts in Western Australia, visit the vk6.net website. Last week we told you that Richard VK6PZT would be appearing on the ABC's Hard Quiz on Thursday night. Well, he did, and not only did he appear, he won. Richard brought home the big brass mug. His specialist subject was Morse code. Congratulations, Richard. And this one comes from the Peel Amateur Radio Group, from Jen, VK6JEN. Jen says that she's installed the Winlink gateway programs and it works. Many exclamation marks. She must be surprised. Morris of VK6HLY kindly dialed in to test it, and we got a good connection. In the process, I discovered a fault in the ground of my antenna, which I've since repaired. I've also implemented ARDOP, whatever that means, software modem on the gateway, so it functions on 70445, that's 7044.5 kHz, upper sideband, VARA and RDOP, Winlink modes, call sign VK6, amateur radio group, VK6ARG. I ask that any who are interested please make some test connections at your convenience and send feedback to me, to Jen. Next step will be adding another channel, probably on 20 metres, to test whether the radio will change channels and tune itself properly. Anyone listening who would like to know more about Winlink, please go to www.popperalpharomeogolf.au for loads of information and links. So that's www.popperalpharomeogolf.alphauniform, And just a reminder of the PAGS AGM at 7 p.m. That's 1900 hours, and that's Western Standard Time on Tuesday the 20th. I gather that's June. Hope to see you at the SES headquarters in Park Drive in Mandurah. That's 73 from Jenny, VK6JEN.
From Rob, VK6LD, the Southern Electronics Group is pleased to announce the long-awaited next Katanning Ham Feast, which is on Monday the 26th of June 2023. For those of you who haven't been before, the Katanning Ham Feast is a pub lunch for radio enthusiasts held at the Royal Exchange Hotel in Austral Terrace, Katanning. The food's great, drinks are cold, and the company's excellent. YLs, XYLs and partners are all very welcome. The start time's 11:30 a.m. There's a legendary Ham Feast raffle, which is also held on the day with some great prizes to be won. For those coming from Albany, Mount Barker, Katanning, Perth, or most other places, Katanning can be reached in 2 to 3 hours travel time. It's preferred that you pre-order your meals to help the chef have sufficient supplies on hand and to prepare and deliver the meals in a timely manner on the day. Rob's attached the Royal Exchange's menu to his email to the WA Hams list, and it's also on the hotel's website. Meals can be selected on the day, but there are no guarantees if not pre-ordered. First important point, if you're attending, please email Rob, vk6ld@outlook.com, vk6ld@outlook.com, with your meal choices and to confirm your attendance, and Rob can prepare a spreadsheet for the chef. Please also have your orders back to Rob by 8 a.m. Tuesday the 20th of June 2023. That email address again is vk6ld@outlook.com. Second important point. When you arrive on the Ham Feast day, please attend at the bar. Let the staff know your call sign and name, and they'll take payment for your meal. Third important point. Rob has an amateur who can't drive because of recent surgery, but would very much like to come to the Ham Feast. He lives in the Eden Hill area, that's between Morley and Bassendine, and is happy to share petrol costs and keep company on the drive. Please contact Rob if you can help him out. The chef is aiming to serve meals between midday and 1 p.m, but with upwards of 45 people expected, this equates to one meal cooked and served every 90 seconds, so please be patient. Please RSVP and provide those meal preferences to Rob. Save the date in your calendar, Monday the 26th of June 2023, start time around 11:30 a.m, and he looks forward to seeing everybody there.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, with the usual reminder that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's June Bulletin to go to air. Now, something different. 10-metre conditions are excellent, and we propose to conduct a one-off experiment tomorrow. In place of the usual 20-metre transmission at 0 hours UTC, Mike, VK6MA, will transmit the bulletin on 28.450 MHz with 400 watts beamed south-eastward from Catherine. While WA is off the beam, so to speak, all who can are asked to listen and report Mike's signals. That's 28.450 megs starting at 0 hours UTC or 8 a.m. in WA. Please give it a go and let us know how you went. The 9 a.m. 20-metre transmission on 14.150 megs will take place as usual. This month's features are Club News by Andrew, VK3CAH, an item about Guy Gibson, the famous dam buster. Then Bill, VK3BR, tells us about the Eiffel Tower and its early radio installations. Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the programme and to join in the callbacks afterwards. The bulletin is transmitted via a wide range of times, modes and frequencies, including HF, VHF, UHF, D-Star, digital mobile radio and Echolink. Full details can be found on the RAOTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC Broadcasts. At 8 a.m. local time tomorrow, as well as the experimental transmission on 28.450 megs, There's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VKDMR network, Talk Group 5. At 9 a.m, Chris, VK6JI, will transmit the bulletin on 80 metres on 3620 kHz, with a repeat at 10 a.m. on 40 metres on 7088 kHz. Also at 10 a.m, there's a transmission via the NewsWest linked repeater system. On Wednesday, June the 7th, we have a D-Star broadcast at 5:30 p.m. WA local time. This will be transmitted via D-Star Reflector 91C and will follow the D-Star news line. On Sunday, June the 11th, repeats of the RAOTC bulletin follow the 160-metre and 40-metre broadcasts of the WIA news. Even if none of the transmission times suit you, you can download the audio file from the RAOTC website at any time from today. The next lunchtime meeting for members and friends of the RAOTC is on Tuesday, June the 13th, at the Woodbridge Hotel, 50 East Street, Guildford. We meet at 11:30 for midday lunch. An attractive, well-priced seniors menu is available, which can be viewed online. Everyone's welcome to join in and have an eyeball QSO. There's adequate car parking, but if coming by train, be sure to alight at the Guildford East station, Guildford East. Full details are on the club website under the heading Luncheons. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the June broadcast. If possible, listen for the 28.450 megs transmission at 8 a.m. and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West linked repeater network and HF relays.
Okay, we've had some offers to take on production of News West, and I'll be talking with those involved, and hopefully there'll be someone else at the helm of News West. And it looks like we might be able to build a small team to take that on. Meanwhile, News West still needs support to survive, and that means you. Don't ever think that what you do isn't interesting to other people. We're always after club news and events to keep our adoring public informed of what's happening in amateur radio Western Australia. And not only clubs, anything that you've had a bash at, either with a successful outcome or a few lessons learnt, that's always good stuff to share. Your contributions can be sent as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net. We try to keep items to about 3 minutes or less, and in MP3 format, 256 kilobit quality, or the best quality that you can produce. Have a go, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're a bit shy about making a recording, we can give you a hand there and teach you how to do it. It's pretty easy. You just have to get used to hearing the sound of your own voice mostly. So if you're a bit shy about it or think you're a bit technically retarded in terms of using recording devices, give us a shout and we can walk you through it. And we'd love to hear from you, as we said.
The Radio Amateur Society of Australia, RASA, publishes a quarterly magazine that's available free to members and non-members alike. You'll find the May 2023 edition at www.qtcmag.com, along with back issues that you might be interested in browsing. This current edition leads off with an account of the successful amateur radio live demonstration at the Space Museum in Carnarvon during the week of the solar eclipse. The demo and display drew a lot of interest from visitors. QTC magazine is in a true read-it-online format. It's also available as a PDF file. Go to vkradioamateurs.org website for the download. While you're there, take a look at the resources provided by RASA, free to all amateurs. The RASA website again is vkradioamateurs.org, and the magazine is at www.qtcmag.com.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West linked repeater network and HF relays.
Hi, I'm Steve, VK6SJ, with this week's episode of Did You Know? Going to Dayton Hamvention in Ohio, USA has been on my bucket list for a decade or two. This year I needed to discuss a few things with Flex Radio and I wanted to expand the variety of products in the shop, so it seemed like the perfect chance to get those tasks done and also see what Dayton was about. Picking up some other work over there for another customer to help pay for the trip, as well as working for Flex while I was there, was icing on the cake, so there I was, ticking off one of my bucket list items. How to describe Dayton? 25 to 30,000 attendees, 157 vendors, including all the big radio manufacturers, including Kenwood, surprisingly, but also lots of the smaller vendors such as Buddy Pole and Heil and the like. The look and feel of the event was not dissimilar to the Perth Royal Show, but only runs for 2.5 days instead of 10. There were food trucks and stands dotted around the event, one hall exclusively for use as a forum, four buildings for commercial exhibitors and a large paddock full of flea market car boot style sellers. In fact, looking at the facility in Xenia, where the Dayton Hamvention is now run, the Claremont Showgrounds would make a nicer location with similar facilities but probably more expensive. To give you an idea of the size of the market though, there are 762,000 ham licenses in the USA, with just under 130,000 of them living in Ohio and its bordering states. In Australia, we have 19,500 licenses, and I think about 2,000 of them are in WA. There's a lot you can do with a market that size that's likely not going to happen here with our current population of hams. Still, if you scale down our population, a similar attendance should be in the order of 500, or 1 in 4 hams. Not sure off the top of my head how that compares to, say, Hamfest, but it's probably an appropriate amount. I might add that the USA has around twice as many hams per capita than in Australia. I wonder why that is. Looking at the Wyong Field Day that I've attended a number of times, it was a pretty good scaled-down copy of Hamvention, given the size of our market. Wyong typically has an area for forums, an area for commercial vendors, areas for car boot sales, and a few options for food. Wyong has the advantage of a far larger potential audience than we have here in WA. Makes me wonder what could be done if our amateur population, or rather the target audience of an event, was bigger, what could we do? If we expanded the interest of an event to the recreational CB and HF sectors, it would probably be catering to a potential audience of around 5 times the amateur population, so might end up with an attendance of more than 1,000. This could possibly allow us to run a forum in a separate room. They just don't work otherwise, in my opinion. And the size of the market would attract more vendors. It would also bring a bunch of people with similar interests into contact with amateur radio, which would almost certainly bolster our ranks. The forums tied in with Hamfest have been tried to varying rates of success. I think Perth Tech is by far the best example of the forum idea, but they typically don't cater for the vendor or flea market crowd. NCRG and PARG have both tried the forum idea in various forms with limited success, but both, as well as Hagfest, do a great job for vendors and anyone else wanting to sell stuff. If we catered to a larger potential audience, i.e. a combined audience from amateur radio CB and the recreational HF sectors, we get more manufacturers lining up to be a part of the event, which would also benefit our community in terms of more variety of goods on sale, more sponsorship of events, better raffle prizes, and a larger variety of forum topics. This isn't a criticism of our local events. We have great events here in Perth. While NCRG Hamfest has always been the premier event, Hagfest and Pargfest have lately been giving them a big run for their money. This competition's great for all of us as hams attending event and the clubs running the event having to compete for attendance. So, next club meeting, challenge the committee to look further afield, not only for the things to do at your event, but also the size of the audience you might cater for. Better still, get involved yourself. Think about how your event might be attractive to more vendors, which will in turn drive up attendance numbers and generate more income for your club. Well, thanks for listening again. This is Steve, VK6SJ, with another episode of Did You Know?
One of the joys of life is that we're all different. Imagine what our society would be like if we were all clones. Welcome to New Hams, the series, and today I'll talk about diversity in the hobby. Firstly, I don't intend today to talk about ethnic and cultural diversity. These are very welcome in the hobby and ought to be encouraged. However, that's a whole other topic for discussion another time. I've spoken before about the broad range of reasons people are attracted to and enter into the amateur radio hobby, and assuming your motivations for joining the hobby are not illegal or immoral, any reason for taking up this great hobby is valid. In earlier times of amateur radio, it took a lot of effort to take up the hobby because you would have to construct your own equipment. There was some off-the-shelf gear available, however, it was very expensive. There may still be some people around with the opinion that you're not a real amateur unless you constructed all of your own equipment, but taking a wild guess, setting aside the satisfaction that some people get out of making stuff, the real reason people built their own equipment was that buying off the shelf, if that was available, would absorb something like a year's worth of wages. These days you can purchase brand new mid-range transceivers for less than a couple of weeks' wages, even less if you buy second-hand. Having said all that though, a lot of amateurs build peripheral devices for their shack, others, again, buy off the shelf. It's your choice. Once you have your equipment, your choices of what to do next in the hobby are many, and the good thing is you can explore as many or as few of the options available in the hobby as you want. You're free to choose and free to change. What works best for you in the hobby is the right thing for you to be doing. Disregard the grumpy old men, or the not-so-old men, who dismiss new modes and interests in the hobby as not real radio, other technologies are not compatible with the hobby, etc., and so on. I can recall the days when an amateur would throw you out if you suggested bringing a computer into the shack. Nowadays, almost all amateurs involve at least one computer in their shack operations, and there are many radios around these days that are built around a computer. It's in the box. As a new amateur, you'd do well to mix with experienced amateurs, including the grumpy old men, and learn from their experience and wisdom, and part of your growing in the hobby is learning how to sort the wheat from the chaff in what people say to you. I'm Bob VK6POP.
This is NewsWest from VK6ARN, produced by amateurs for amateurs, purely about the hobby of amateur communication and experimentation.
Just a little correction to the item from the Peel Amateur Radio Group. Their annual general meeting on Tuesday the 20th is at the SES headquarters, which is in Education Drive. We gave you the wrong road number. It was in Education Drive, and that's just behind Bunnings in Mandurah.
Good morning. This is VK6X-Ray Victor with this week's helpline. Nothing much to report this week. I've still got from Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, a small variable voltage power supply, and a free BenQ monitor, whatever that may be, a Bravo Echo November Q monitor, still available. Contact Clive if you're interested in that power supply or that monitor. He can be contacted on his email, which is Charlie Sierra Whiskey Alpha Lima Lima India Sierra at hotmail.com. For further information, please contact Clive. Thank you, Clive. That's all for this week. Very short to the point. And 7-3 to you and everyone else listening. Cheers from VK6 X-Ray Victor.
Thanks for listening. We hope to have some new team players in harness next week, and we're still open to receive more players on the team. That's it. Please hang around for the callbacks and, as usual, be nice, be kind, be patient, and most of all, be supportive of each other. I'm Bob VK6POP, and that was News West.